Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Yud Gimel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown Eliyahu the great forces of nature, and then finally the Kol Demama Daka that we refer to in Unasana Tokef every year on the holiest days of the Jewish calendar, from which the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be perceived. Vayikishmo Eliyahu, and so it was that when Eliyahu heard, Vayolet Panav Be'adar To, he wrapped his face with his cloak. Many of the Mefarshim say he was embarrassed that he had been rebuked. Some say he realized he had rejected the people too harshly. Or simply the fact that in the Kol Demama Daka was the presence of Hashem, and he was showing kavod Hashem and not gazing on the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Eliyahu knows what's going on, but he still hadn't left the cave yet, despite the fact that Hashem had told him to go outside and wait. So now finally, he went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I told you to come out. And a voice came to him yet again. What are you doing here, Eliyahu? What are you still doing here? You're supposed to be outside the cave. Do you consider yourself the equal of Moshe Rabbeinu? You shouldn't be in the cave. But others interpret it as you shouldn't be in the cave means that Eliyahu still hasn't completely learned the lesson being taught to him. And his zeal and his kana'os and his anger at Rishayim are so great that he didn't comprehend what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was rebuking him. Eliyahu is one of the greatest of men, but he still doesn't quite get it in one reading of these psukim, because we see his response, Yodalad Vayomer Kano Kinesi Lashem Elokei Tzevakos. He got the same question, and he gives the same answer. He should know better than to answer the same way now. And yet, he gives a very similar answer to what he said before. Again, please excuse the sounds of yet more ongoing construction. I was jealous. I acted jealously on behalf of the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokei Tzevakos, the Lord of Hosts, ki azvu rizcha v'nei Yisrael. He doubles down. He doubles down. Even if he did understand the meaning of the wind, the earthquake, and the fire, he still defends his actions. And this is something that you could see in human nature very, very easily. Especially when one is embarrassed, especially when one feels that one is not quite getting it, you get even more committed to the wrong answer because you just can't see any way to back out. B'nai Yisrael have abandoned your covenant. That's Mizbechosecha HaRatsu. They broke down your altars, your Mizbechos. That's Nidiecha Hargu Becharev. And your prophets, they have killed by the sword, and only I remain. Why, he thinks Hashem didn't get it the first time? Chas v'shalom. But he just can't, he's only memorized one speech. He just can't get away from it. And they are seeking out my soul to kill me again. Everything I did was justified. Some say he's answering the accusation that the wind and the fire and the earthquake represent his actions. The wind representing the drought. But Eliyahu now is doubling down and saying, the drought had to happen because they abandoned your covenant. And the earthquake had to do with the Mizbechos. I had to smash I had to build the Mizbeach at Har HaKarmel to bring to you. Because they're offering sacrifices to Baal. And as far as the Tchias HaMesim for the boy, only by the miracle of Tchias HaMesim could he be brought back. How can I not daven on her behalf? She had given me food. So, the first time, he was just justifying why he was in the cave. The doubling down second time now, he's defending what he has done. Hashem's words are the same, but the meaning was different. What are you still doing in the cave? Eliyahu responded with the same words, but different. But he still hasn't backed off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has him standing in front of him. And Eliyahu responds without davening for mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Klal Yisrael, or even for himself. And so Hashem makes a decision that is really, it sounds harsh, but Hashem has to do it because Eliyahu has used his bechira to stake out a position that is just indefensible, and he can't stay in his current job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, according to everybody, the Malbim especially lays this out, what Eliyahu has just done is argued for his own removal as the Nevi Hashem. Now granted, he has already asked to die already. So Hashem says, you can't be my Navi. They will not survive by the standards that you are setting that they can't match. So I'm going to give you a series of tasks, and then you're going to be done. Because you cannot carry on further with this current inflexible, rigid attitude. Pinchas, who the Gemara compares and says was Eliyahu, had some of that same rigidity. Hashem gives him kahuna, but the famous story that we did in Shoftim about Yiftach and his daughter, Pinchas wouldn't bend to go see Yiftach to save an innocent life. And the kahuna gadola was removed from him because of that. Now Eliyahu won't bend and show mercy to Klal Yisrael or even ask for mercy for himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to remove him from the Nevuah eventually and have him replaced. Now it doesn't mean it's going to be immediate. It doesn't mean it's going to be right away. But Eliyahu HaNavi did not match the vibration of the cave at Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu had set a beautiful example of mercy and love for the people one is leading, even when they act badly. And Eliyahu just didn't resonate with that. And so Eliyahu has to leave the cave. And Eliyahu has to leave the role of Navi of Klal Yisrael. He is incredibly memorable and part of the greatest legends of the Jewish people. But according to those who say that Eliyahu comes back for every bris and every seder as a lesson to him, you can see from these psukim where that concept comes from. That Eliyahu's inflexibility and harshness, harsh eye towards the imperfections of Klal Yisrael, Hashem says over and over, come see every bris, come see every seder. See how Klal Yisrael maintains its faith, traditions, and behavior, even in the face of their own difficulties and obstacles.